Have you ever felt like you were the wrong person for the job? Like you didn't have enough experience or the right skill set? Of course you have. We all have. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we bring this new series, The Manifestation of Your Life Mission, to a powerful close. Throughout these lessons in the book of Jonah, Pastor Rick has been showing us that no matter how big the thing is that God is calling us to, we don't have to run away from it. In fact, we can embrace every change and overcome every challenge that life brings, all while discovering God's plan and purpose for our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can order a copy of Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or just by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called What to Remember When Things Don't Go Your Way.
You know, the word great is a very prominent word in this book of Jonah. I haven't called attention to it so far, but as we're ending this series, I want you to look up here on the screen how many times the word great shows up in the story of Jonah. It says that chapter one, God arranged a great wind. And then it says that the wind created a great storm. And then it says that the sailors felt great fear because the boat was breaking up. Then God arranged a great fish. And then it says Jonah got a great second chance. And then Nineveh showed great repentance, that city. And as a result, the city had a great revival. A lot of great things happen, but also a lot of small things. I want you to write this down. Write this down somewhere on your outline. God uses both great and small things to direct me. God uses both great and small things to direct me. Great circumstances, big circumstances that swallow me up, little circumstances like a worm that eat away at my discomfort and my comfort. God uses both great and small things to direct me, but God is a God of details, and he's in control of every detail of your life. So when things don't go the way I want them to go, I remember God can see what I can't see. I remember that God is good to me even when I'm a jerk, when I'm cranky, when I'm totally ignoring him. God's still good to me. And I remember that God is in control of every detail, the big and the little. He is arranging. It's all arranged. Disappointments are his appointments. You know, there's a song we sing called Waymaker. And I like that song because there's a line in there that says, even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. That's an affirmation of faith. So God creates this short-lived plant to provide shade for Jonah. And then he allows it to die the next morning as an object lesson for Jonah. Verse 9, then God asked Jonah again, what right do you have to be angry that the shade plant withered and died? Jonah said, I have every right to be angry, and I'm angry enough to die. This guy just doesn't get it. Okay? He just doesn't learn. This is what we're learning not to do. Okay? Jonah totally misses the point. What's the point? Write this down. When things don't go my way, the fourth thing to remember is remember to focus on what will last. When things don't go my way, I need to remember to focus on that which will last. I remember that God can see what I can't see. I remember that God is good even when I'm a jerk. I remember that God is in control of every detail, and I remember to focus on what will last. You see, you guys, we fret, and we worry, and we stew, and we spew, and we get upset over the passing of circumstances that aren't going to last this week, much less next month, next year, 10 years, or for eternity. We spend most of our worries on stuff that is so short term, like a plant that grows up and dies the next day. And he goes, why are you worrying about this? He said, if you're gonna get distressed in life, at least get distressed about something that really matters. Plants don't last, they're short-lived. Some of you, you kill them really quickly at your house. You're really good at killing plants, okay? You don't have a green thumb, you got, I don't know, some other kind of thumb. But the bottom line is, he's saying, if you're gonna get distressed about something in life, well, at least get distressed about something that matters, that's gonna last. You're all worried about a plant that grew up one day and then I let it die the next, to teach you the brevity of life, to teach you how most of the stuff you're worried about isn't even gonna matter a year from today. It's just temporary. In verse 10 and 11, it says, then the Lord said, Jonah, you're more concerned about a plant that died, even though you didn't plant it, you didn't water it, you didn't make it grow. In other words, I did that. And plants are short-lived. They spring up quickly and they die. But Nineveh, that city over there, the one that you wanted destroyed, has more than 120,000 people who don't know their right hand from their left. I'll explain that in a minute. Not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I be concerned about that great city? Now, Bible scholars debate what is meant by 120,000 people who don't know their left hand from their right hand. Some scholars think it means children. 120,000 kids, they don't know the right hand from their left hand. So there'd be 120,000 kids in that city. Others think it means the people there weren't morally astute. They were morally ignorant. They didn't know right from wrong. And as a result, they were living in a wrong way. Either way, God is saying, Jonah, you care more about your own comfort, this shade thing, plant that died, and you got ticked that it died in a day. You care more about your own comfort than the salvation of a city full of people who are spiritually dying. Why don't you get concerned about stuff that really matters rather than simply your own personal comfort? Now, I'm not gonna make a big point here, but God wants us to care about cities. He says, shouldn't I not care about that great city? If God cares about cities, we should too. What city should you care about? Well, obviously the one you live in. But God says, you should care about all cities. Why? Because they're filled with people that God created and made and loved. The future of the world is urbanization. The future of the world is cities. By the end of this century, the vast majority of people in the world will live in major cities. That's the migration. The future of this world is young, urban, and south of the equator. That's the future. Study any demographics, they'll tell you that. That's the future. There will be cities of 85 million, like Kinshasa, and Nairobi and others. Giant, giant cities. He's just saying we need to care about cities. Why? Because people are there.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
What does it take to become more loving? Live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control. In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, Rick, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. Do you want to get unstuck? Here's how. In the book, God's Power to Change Your Life by Rick Warren, you'll find practical guidance for specific types of change, and a way to connect with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's word by the power of his spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. We would love to send you a copy of God's Power to Change Your Life as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's PastorRick.com. Or if you like, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so much in advance for your support. Today is the last day to get this great book by Rick Warren, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Let me just phrase it another way. What do you care about most? The plant that's given you comfort, or the salvation of people that God created and loves and wants them to know him? I mean, what if this Christmas you cared more about the salvation of the people around you than you did cared about what you're going to buy them as a gift? You're going to spend an awful lot of time thinking about what am I going to buy them for a gift this Christmas? That's temporary. Most of those Christmas gifts aren't even going to be around next Christmas. It's the plant that's going to die. What if you spent as much time praying for that person and their salvation and inviting them to a service as you did spending time on what to buy them as a gift? You got your priorities in the wrong one. He says, if you're going to get distressed over something matters. People need the Lord. They need the Lord a whole lot more than they need a Christmas gift. And yet, why are we more worried about the temporary? The greatest, this whole series has been on your life mission. The greatest use of your life is to invest it in something that outlasts it. You see, you can waste your life. There are lots of ways to waste it. You can spend your life. There's lots of ways to spend it. Or you can invest your life. And the greatest use of your life is to invest it in something that will outlast it. Focus on what's going to last. What's going to last? There are only two things on this planet that are going to last forever. This building isn't going to last. The United States of America isn't going to last. There are only two things that are going to last forever. The Word of God and people. God's truth is eternal. It'll still be true a million years from today. If it's true a million years ago, it'll be true a million years in the future. God's Word is true. So it's going to last forever. And there's only one other thing that's going to last forever. Oh, yeah, people. One of two places, heaven or hell. And what we do with our time now may determine their eternal destiny. So if you want to invest your life in something that's going to last, invest it in the Word of God and in people. Get this book into your mind, into your heart, and get people into God's family. And in heaven, people come up to you, thank you, I'm here because of you. I'm eternally grateful. I'm here because you cared enough. You cared more about my salvation than my present. This is the message of Jonah. This is your life mission. Let me just end with a couple verses up here on the screen. Matthew 6, Jesus says this, don't worry about will we have enough to eat or drink or wear? Because only people who don't know God are always worrying about those kind of things, the temporary things of life. Because your Father in heaven knows what you need. He knows you need what, you need something to eat, something to drink, something to wear. He goes, your Father in heaven knows what you need. So instead, focus on putting God's work first and doing what he made you to do. That's called your life mission. Focus on putting God's work first and doing what he made you to do, your life mission. And here's the promise, God will make sure that you have all these other things that you need as well. I'm going to take care of your needs. You don't have to worry about that. If you're going to worry about some, worry about your life mission. Worry about putting God's work. Worry about doing what God wants you to do. Last verse on the screen, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We fix our eyes. That means we focus our attention. We fix our eyes not on what we see, but on what we cannot see. Because what we see will last only a short time, but what we cannot see will last forever. You can see this cup, but it's not going to last forever. It'll eventually deteriorate, rust, it'll fall apart. You can see this table, but it will eventually fall apart. This building will eventually crumble. Everything you see on the earth is temporary. It's not going to last. What's going to last are the souls of people, the Word of God, the eternal, is invisible. He said, that's the stuff that matters. Let's bow our heads. Father, you made each of us for a mission. You didn't put us here to live for ourselves. We don't want to waste our lives. We want to make our lives count. Thank you for all these lessons from Jonah on what not to do. Now you pray. In your mind, say something like this to God. Say, God, help me to remember that when things don't go my way, help me to remember that you can see what I can't see. Help me to trust your wisdom. You know how it's all going to work out, and I don't. I want to trust your wisdom in my life. And God, when things don't go my way, help me to remember that you're good to me even when I'm cranky. And that there have been many times in my life that you've taken care of my discomfort and I didn't even realize it. You were being good to me when I was totally ignoring you. Sorry. Help me to remember that you are always a good God. And that everything you do in my life, you do out of love. God, help me to remember that you're in control of every detail, the big and the small. Help me to remember that the disappointments are his appointments, your appointments. And Lord, help me not to worry about stuff that's not going to last and not going to matter. Help me not to worry and get stressed out over temporary stuff. But help me to focus on what's really going to last. Your word and your people. Today I'm committing the rest of my life to discovering and developing and fulfilling the purpose, the mission that you made me for. Jesus Christ, come into my life, into every room in my heart. Fill me with love and confidence. I need your forgiveness. Help me to forgive those that have hurt me. Help me to be as gracious with them as you are with me. And Lord, today, that person that's hurt me, I am letting them go. I know I'm going to probably have to do it over and over and over till it finally feels right. But I'm letting them go. I'm letting them off the hook because you've let me off the hook. Thank you for your grace and forgiveness to me. And Jesus Christ, I want to follow you from here on out. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today. But first, what does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. In his book called God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick draws simple but profound truths from the Bible, which give you practical guidance for specific types of change. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, the truth is, you can't change on your own because willpower alone isn't enough
to make permanent changes. Sure, you can force yourself to change for a month or 2 months, but pretty soon you're going to go back to your old ways. Pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps is not enough. Talking yourself into a change by positive thinking is not enough. The Bible says true transformational change only comes through the power of God inside you. That's why I've written a little book called God's Power to Change Your Life. It's a really practical guide for making positive, practical, and lasting changes in your life. And how do you do it? By letting God work through you. Now, you and I both know there are a lot of good self-help books out there that they'll tell you the right thing to do, how to, you know, break bad habits and how to set good habits and all these great things. But they are missing the most important part. They don't give you the power to change your life. That power only comes from God. You can't get it out of a book. So let me ask you a personal question. How do you want to be different at the end of this year? What changes would you like to make in your life? What goals would you like to see accomplished in your life? Well, it isn't going to happen on your own. You're going to need God's power. And I want you to understand how to plug in to God's power. That's why this month I'm sending out God's Power to Change Your Life, a book that I've written. When you give a financial gift to support Daily Hope Broadcast and Ministries. You know, Daily Hope is 100% supported by listeners. We have no other outside source of income. It's supported by your gifts. And when you give to support this ministry this month, I want to give back to you this book, God's Power to Change Your Life. Thanks a lot for listening today. And thanks for helping support Daily Hope. We love you. We thank God for you. And we hope you'll continue to listen to this broadcast as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.